Hello everyone and welcome to this session, which is being presented by Neil Oliver from Adobe, and it's going to be on Adobe Captivate and a number of other tools in Adobe itself. So please join me in welcoming Neil.
Hello, welcome. My name's Neil Oliver, and today we're going to have a good look at Adobe Captivate, and we're also going to be looking at some Acrobat products, both Acrobat Professional and also Adobe Acrobat Connect Pro. Has anyone had any experience with these applications before? Yeah? So a few of you are familiar. That's good. What I was hoping we might do today is just have a look at how easy and comfortable it can be to come into an application like Captivate. There really isn't that much of a barrier. If you've had other software experience, you'll find, and especially with Adobe products, you'll find that coming into Captivate is a very natural thing. For anyone that may have used Adobe Flash before, Captivate's very similar. Okay? The beauty of Adobe Captivate is, amongst other things, there's no programming involved. So all that code that sort of does your head in, it's just not relevant here. Okay? So we're going to have a look at creating a software simulation today. So a little demo where we can just show someone how to maybe browse the web, something like that. We're going to go through and add a quiz onto the end of that demo, so we can get some feedback from the user as to whether they've done the right thing or not. And then we'll move on into PDF portfolios, where I want to show you how you can actually use Acrobat Professional Pro, even if you're not online, to create some really good packages and presentations of your training content, okay, which seems to be a barrier for a lot of people. All right, so we'll get to acrobat.com a little bit later. I've got 4 points here of some of the benefits that I've heard around the place from people using Captivate, in particular companies and individuals. You can just replace companies here with your name if you like. So the first one is that companies can create great content, which is much faster than using traditional e-learning applications and packages and things like that. And you'll see, as soon as I start creating quizzes and the software simulations, it all happens like that, really quickly. Okay, companies are able to better meet the needs of employees with quick, short demonstrations that they can just create off the bat and really get them out. There's no sitting there trying to think, oh, how should I approach this and what should I do next in the application? It just all flows really smoothly. Captivate supports development of many of the popular kinds of content like IT skills, compliance, soft skills and things like that. And you'll also see me later on editing lots of things in Captivate, which is actually really simple as well, working with the timeline. You may have used the timeline in Photoshop or Flash. You'll see that this is exactly the same. Okay. So let's just move across into Captivate. Okay, I might just close that down. So here's Captivate. That's what it looks like the first time you open it up. Pretty similar to Flash, for those of you who know Flash. Got a timeline, got a properties panel and a libraries panel where all our assets sort of are accumulated. You'll see there's standard Adobe Workspace that is now typical throughout CS5. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to come down and choose Software Simulation. That's the first thing I want to create today. You'll notice Captivate seems to have removed itself from the screen. And here I've now got a new dialogue which allows me to choose what it is I'm trying to record. So I'm going to come through and I could choose screen area. So I could just record anything from my screen right now as soon as I click record. Okay. What I'm actually wanting to do is go through and choose an application. And I think what I'm going to do is just come down and choose from Chrome this particular window. So this window here. And what you'll notice now is that there's now a red outline around this window. And that's telling me that the size there is 1024 by 768. So that's something that you really want to make sure you're on top of, the size of your training content first up. Now from here, I won't be recording audio, but I could just record a video demo straight off the bat with audio, showing people how to use the software. But because I'm going to be talking at the same time, there's no real point. It's going to get confusing, you hearing my voice here and through the microphone as well. Okay, so I'm going to leave audio with no narration, but you can see I can just use the built-in microphone if I wanted to. So with no narration, what's going to happen here is that every time I click or do something, Captivate's going to record that into a new slide, and the slide may be a screenshot or it could even be a movie. Now, what determines if it's going to be a movie or not is generally when you click and hold. So if I click and hold and do something, Captivate's going to record a movie. Okay. If I just click a button or access a menu, it's going to create a screenshot. And the advantage of that is, in the end, your project is really small in file size. Okay. So that's a massive advantage. Now that I've got that set, let's just quickly come into settings. There's something important here that I want you to see. Okay. Inside of settings, I'm going to go up to FMR and just show you the video colour mode. At the moment, I'm only recording a video which is 16-bit. So the quality of the video will be pretty good, but it's not going to be like a full resolution, really smooth. So where I've got gradients, if I just move this to the side, you can see I've got a gradient from a light red down to a darker red. That would potentially look a little bit steppy, okay, if I leave that on 16-bit. I'm going to put it on 32-bit, which is going to give me really good quality, and everything should be smooth, and I'll have nice transitions. So with this on, I'll choose OK. That setting's now in place. And the next thing I have to do is choose Record. So we're now live and recording, and you'll notice up here that the little Captivate button is up, and this is also how I cancel the recording of the video, just so you know. You don't have to worry that you've pressed Record and that Captivate's recording everything on the computer right now. It's not creating a movie. It's only looking for me to click or to click and hold, and then it's going to record those things. So you can sit here and think about it for as long as possible. Now, some of the things you want to consider before you start recording a software simulation are, if I was, let's say, creating a little demo in Photoshop, I'd want to go in and make sure that I had the default tool that I need to be using ready. Now, people don't want to see you going in and fiddling around trying to grab the right tool before you start. All right. I'd also have to make sure I have the image up and, you know, maybe no selection active or anything like that. So my scenario is set up, ready to go. Next step is I need to have a plan. So what I'm going to do first, okay, generally, I might say what I'm going to do first. So the first thing really is I want them to click on the About button here. So then I'll go and do it. So I'll click on About, and I might just turn my audio up as well so you can hear this. I'll click on Training Courses next. Hear that? Little shutter sound. That's Captivate telling you it's actually recorded a slide. Okay? That's how you know it's working. Next, I'm just going to come and grab the little side scroll bar and click and drag. You notice this is continual. Okay? So that there will be a movie that it's just created. Next, I'll go back to Home. And that's all I'm wanting to do. I'll come up to the Captivate button and click. The recording's finished. Captivate's creating the slides, and here they are within the film strip, and you can see the film strip's right here. This is every slide that it's picked up, telling me, okay, I've captured this, now it's up to me to go and make sure that the person I'm going to give this to will understand what this is about. This is a demo, it's not an assessment, it's not training, so it's just a demo here. Let's have a look at what we've got. So you'll see the first slide here says select. We've got a little caption. And we've also got a little highlight box. You can see the little curve as well. That's actually the mouse movement. Let me play this slide just so you can see it. I might just zoom out a bit and hit spacebar. Okay, so it's recorded that. That's the first step. So really here, what I want to happen is this little caption, I want it to say, please click on the About button. Something a bit more informative than what we've got at the moment. So I'll just double click on that, and you can see I'm in and I'm editing the text there straight away. Okay, pretty simple. I'll just come in and I'll say step one. Whoop. So please choose About. Now, over in the properties panel over here, this is where I can configure the attributes for this selected item. So I might just come in here and say the size, I'll make 18, press enter, and that will accept that. And I'll also come across and just click off, and then back on the little object again, the little caption object, so I can extend this out. Okay? I'd prefer my steps to be in one line. Okay? So that's it. That's pretty straightforward there. They know what I want them to do. I can see the little highlight box doesn't really cover the About button. So I'm going to go in and select that little highlight box, and I'm going to resize it, just so they know exactly where I want them to click. I can also come in, and let's say this website was designed with blue colours. I might want to change the stroke and make it a different colour so they can see the highlight against whatever background. Okay, so these are just stock standard little format attributes that you can configure here. You'll notice down in the next couple of slides, all right, we have mouse movement again. We have a highlight box. We also have a caption. And if you look at the timeline's actually got three different layers here, or four different layers, but three, which are mouse, text caption, and also the highlight box. And we can control the timing, when they actually appear, when things happen. All right, so it doesn't matter that your initial recording may have been a little bit out and, you know, unsynchronized. We can get it to happen exactly how we want it to work now. So let me just press spacebar. We'll preview this. Okay, so a couple of things I want to do here. First is I want to make that highlight box just a little bit bigger, so we know how to do that. We'll just grab the little bounding box, stretch it out. Okay, so that's looking better. We'll just preview that again. All right, much nicer. Next, we want to go in and maybe extend the duration of this slide, all right, just so that maybe the mouse cursor is a little bit more slow, so it gives people a chance to actually see what's happening on the screen. So what I'll do here is come down to my timeline, and I'm going to extend the slide just by hovering over the edge. You can see the little double arrow. I'll just push that out to maybe 7 seconds, just like that. Right, now I've got a problem. The problem is you can only just see it on the screen there. These are highlighted in light blue. If I select it, you can see where it ends now. All right, so they still go for 3 seconds. Now, where do I want them to appear? Well, the highlight box, I want to appear after the mouse has gotten into position. So I'm going to click and drag this to the 3 second mark, just like that. All right, let's preview this. Okay, much better. So the mouse is moving. They've got a chance to actually see what's happening. Highlight box comes on, and then the caption comes as well. So you can see that editing this stuff, you know, there's nothing hard about it. It's more just a matter of clicking on something. It will select it, double-click to edit. You've got a properties panel where you can configure attributes, and, you know, away you go. Let's come down a bit further. You can see we've got a mouse icon, and then this one's a movie icon. This one's a movie icon because that's where I actually scrolled. I said it would create a video, and it did. Let's have a look at this. Okay. All right, so that's working nicely. And again, because we've only got screenshots and then a video, the file size will be quite small. All right, so that's working nicely. I'm going to leave that. If you wanted to, let's say you had a scenario where you've probably done a little bit too much work. You're working in Photoshop, you maybe did some brush work. Then you went and actually did another step at the same time, like went to the layers panel and added a layer mask or something like that. Captivate does give you the option to split and trim your video right here inside the application. So if I come down to FMR edit options, you'll see I have the ability to split this and also trim it. Now, where you split and trim depends on where your CPI or CTI is within the timeline. So if I bring that down here and come in and choose split, all right, you'll notice that it'll come in and split that into two different slides. And there you go. So I've now got that step and that extra step, which I had previously combined accidentally. You don't have to worry when you're initially recording if you make a mistake either. If you make a mistake, it's a matter of coming into that screenshot or that video and simply pressing delete. Okay, the delete key, press OK, that's gone. Problem solved. Okay. Let me give you an example of some complete ones. Okay, so this one here is actually complete. I'm going to go down and choose File, Preview in Web Browser. And this should open up Chrome. Okay, so here's this little simulation. It stopped at this point. You notice the playhead's stopped there. So it's waiting for interaction. So I'll choose Next Slide. Okay, first select the Adjustments panel. Right, shows you how to do it. Next, select the black and white adjustment layer. Make sure you save your work. Always got to have the person thinking about that. And that's the end of that demo. Okay. So this is one of the publishing options that you actually have in Captivate. You can publish a Flash file with a HTML file, and then what can you do with those? You can put them on a CD and send that off to someone, rename the HTML file, start here, open me, okay, and they can be straight in their web browser, whatever their web browser may be, and they'll be in there watching that straight away, interacting with your training content. They will need to have a Flash player installed, so usually Flash player 9 or 10, depending on how you've published it, but we're going to have a look at publishing options in a minute. Okay, so let me close that. Alright, so publish. It's as simple as going file, and you'll see publish settings and also publish. So any of you used to working with Flash will know that you have those two options in Flash as well. Alright, we don't really need to worry about publish settings and get all technical in there. Publish will do what you want. Okay, so in here you can see the options on the left. We've got Flash Swift. Alright, this is the first one we'll look at. Alright, you can give it a name. Where do you want to save it? I'm going to leave those at the default for now. Come down here. You'll notice export to HTML is on. Okay, so we'll end up with the same scenario that you just saw. Something that I like is this little option here, generate auto run for CD. So if you do this and you're burning to CD, it means that as soon as that CD goes in the drive, up comes your training content. No scripting, no programming involved. Okay, I couldn't even tell you how to do that. With programming, okay? I'm just not interested. Okay. So pretty easy. When I choose publish, all right, saving the Swift file, it's put the HTML file in the Adobe Captivate Projects folder. I'll click yes just to preview this, and you'll see it looks exactly the same. Okay, there's no big difference there. One exciting thing that I would like to show you when you come to publish your Captivate documents is under media. Right, one of the problems that people have when they're delivering this sort of training content is how do I actually deliver it to, you know, the person it's intended for? And, well, yeah, you can create a little CD, you can email them the little Flash file, I guess, you can do all these things, but why not come in and choose either Windows or Mac executable, where we can create our own self-running application? There's no HTML file there or anything else like that. They simply double-click like it's an application. And they're straight in. With the iPad I don't think is going to recognise any of the .app files. It's not going to run them at this stage. But that's up to Apple and the way they're developing their product. So, yeah. Pretty nice though, isn't it? You have your own self-running application. Now, you can also do this in Adobe Flash. You make any Flash content you like, and you're straight into an application that's self-running. Again, they just need the Flash player in order for that to run. Anyone with a web browser these days, a modern web browser, will have the Flash player anyway. So there's no need to worry there. Okay. I'm going to close that. You can also publish these files to Acrobat.com. Has anyone seen Acrobat.com? So if you have a quiz in there, which I'm just going to go in and add right now, we can publish this to Acrobat.com, get people to go in and fill out the quiz, and then at the end we can have the results posted and tracked by Acrobat.com. And also this little application that comes with Captivate called the Adobe Captivate Quiz Results Analyzer. All right, we'll get to that in a second. So there's a sneak peek of it. I'm going to come down. Let's add a quiz quickly. All right, how long does it take to develop quizzes and tests and things like that? Quite some time. All right, what do we use? Microsoft applications, some other Adobe applications. We've got no real approach to doing it. Okay, it's a very manual process usually. Watch this. I'm going to come up to quiz and choose question slide. And here we get insert questions. From this dialog, we can decide how many questions we'd like of a different type and get Captivate to populate our quiz for us. Then all we've got to do is put in the questions, put in the answers, and it's done. So multiple choice. We'll have one multiple choice question. True or false, we'll have two. Okay? You'll notice they say graded at the moment. All right, graded means it's going to go through and it's going to calculate for us how many questions they got right, how many they got wrong, and it's going to give us some feedback. Survey will collect the information just a little bit differently. But we'll leave graded on at the moment because of the fact that this is sort of a little demo about how to use Photoshop. All right, I'll choose OK. You'll notice that the slide I had selected at that point in time was the last slide in the film strip, which means it's put in my new questions at the end of the last slide, which is what I wanted. Okay. So in here, it's all laid out for me. I've just got to come in and put in the question. Okay, so what adjustment is best for black and white? I'll just move that up a bit. I'll come in here and put my answers. So, exposure for okay. Really obvious. Now, at the moment, I've got the wrong question in there as the correct answer. So I'll just select that there. That means that is actually the correct answer. The person viewing this, when they come to view it, they won't see that. So I'll just preview from this slide. Okay, so you can see there's no little radio button that's active. Read the question, answer it correctly, hopefully. This is the wrong answer. When I choose submit, it says it's incorrect. Try again. Come down and choose submit. It just goes on to the next question. Okay, so we're not going to go through and create a whole quiz. If I come back, you can see that you get correct, incorrect, and if they try and...
So you only get an A and a B to choose from?
Oh, we can create more. Yeah. It's fully flexible. Now, I haven't really formatted this and tried to make it look pretty at all. I'm just going with the basics, but hopefully you can see that without the programming, we've got some really dynamic stuff happening here. Just really easy to do. Okay. Let me close these down. Now, I was saying earlier that one of the problems that teachers in particular have is how do we actually package our learning content and then deliver that to our intended, you know, students or whoever it may be. You can create an application like I showed you before, and that'd be a great one-off. Okay, there's nothing wrong with doing that, but I want to offer you something that I find pretty unique. Okay, so this is a feature that lives within Acrobat Professional. Okay, so I'll just start that up. I'll choose File, Create PDF Portfolio. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware, but a PDF file is just a container for any other file. Okay, so you... I don't know if there's any IT guys in here, but they probably won't like me saying this. But you know how sometimes you try and send someone a movie and they can't receive it because it's blocked by the firewall? Well, if you attach that inside of a PDF and save the PDF and then send the PDF through the firewall, it will go. Okay? So the PDF is a container, and we can include all our Captivate documents, which we've exported, and then package them in a really nice presentation like this. So what I'm going to do is come down and choose Add Files. And in here, I'll just navigate to my Assets folder, where I've got my PDF portfolio stuff. And what I'm going to do is you'll notice that in here, we've got some Swift files. All right, there's a quiz and a software simulation that I've already published. There's a couple of PDFs, and I might even grab this image just because I can. All right. Now, you'd probably also want an introduction PDF or something like that, okay, so people know what it is that they're supposed to do here. I'll choose those and click Open. I'm going to create a new folder, and I'm going to call that Images, and choose OK. Now, inside of Images, I'm going to add a file, which is that photo of the bananas. Okay, now I've placed my little image inside that folder. Now, you'll see at the top here, we have a little breadcrumb, so I can navigate back to the main folder structure, and here are all the files. Okay, so they're presented at the moment with just a little grid. But if you have a look at the basic layouts, we can choose some other alternative options. So what about Revolve? Okay. So people can interact with this Revolve thing. good thing about this PDF portfolio is that the person doesn't necessarily have to have the application for them to access the file. So they don't need to have, let's say, Microsoft applications installed, because they can access the same files right from within the PDF portfolio. Okay, so we'll come through. I'll just show you this as well. All right, we can add, if you want to be more sort of personalised, you can add some flash movies as a sort of welcome. Okay, so it's the first thing people will see there. You can come in and also, I'll just say no there. We can put a header in, so if you want your department's logo and your name to be up there on top of the portfolio in every single page, you can do that. All right, change the colour scheme if you want. Let's make it pink, just because we can. All right. As we come down further, you'll notice that the file details panel has now changed the sort of view of our portfolio. And this is because up in the top left-hand corner, we have a little toolbar here where we can go in and change our, you know, arrangement of the files. So if I click on this home button, it takes me back to the normal view. This is what your user will actually experience in the end. All right, here's our details view. Okay, it may be that you want them to see all the files, but you don't want them to see the file size or compressed size. Okay, so I can turn those off. When it comes time to publish this, you've got a few options. You can just save the portfolio down. Okay, you can email it to someone directly, or you can upload it to Acrobat.com. All right. The thing is here, I guess I was talking to Wayne earlier, and one way that we can really use PDF portfolios dynamically to sort of capture our training content is that you can have a PDF within a PDF. So there's no reason why you can't have a PDF portfolio within a PDF portfolio. So you've got your main course, which is your main PDF portfolio. Inside that PDF portfolio, you can have exercise one and any files, quizzes, and whatever else that relate to that in that file. Then back in the main folder, you add another one and another one and another one. Okay, so you've got your whole course within the one PDF portfolio. Doing that, you may not be able to email it. The file size might start getting a little bit big, but it's a great way to package it all. Okay, and present it. Everything's there. The files they need to work on the exercise, there's a demo video and whatever else. Okay. Does anyone have any questions about PDF portfolios?
When you said that
Yeah, it'll actually preview it for you. Yeah, depending on the way that you've installed the Creative Suite, if you've got the Flash Player plugins and everything, it will go and play it. So if I double click on, let's say I'll come back to the PDF, double click on this, it opens up, right? I'll go back home, and if I double click on this Swift file, okay, it plays it right there. Yeah, so just make sure when you've installed, you know, your Creative Suite, all the extensions come in and Flash Player will be part of that. Generally, you won't need to worry. In the PDF, if they've got Acrobat Reader, it should just play. Yeah. One thing to mention, actually, is with the PDF portfolios, if someone has Acrobat Reader 8 or earlier, they're not going to be able to view the PDF portfolio. No, I'm talking about the Adobe Reader. So the Adobe Reader. Yeah. Okay. All right. Something else I wanted to show you was Acrobat.com. So let me just close down this. Has anyone had a chance to play around with Acrobat.com? No one. Okay. Well, this might surprise you. This is Adobe's online training solution, I guess. If I just open this meeting room, this will give you an idea of what's happening here. Hopefully my internet's working. Okay. So this is a great thing for a trainer or a teacher to use, where they can either get everyone to come in, no matter where they are in the world, and at the same time, they can collaborate and talk about whatever it is that they need to talk about. So it could be a training session you want to conduct. Someone's in Canberra, someone's in Brisbane, and you're here in Sydney. So you can come into your virtual Connect Pro meeting room, and you're all together in the one place, even though You're all over Australia or the world, wherever it may be. All right, you'll notice that the first window I'm in is the sharing window. And within here, I can share my computer screen with whoever's logged in. So I'll just say my whole desktop. I'll choose share. If there's any other users that have logged into this Connect Pro meeting room right now, they're seeing this presentation. They're also hearing it. Okay? So you're just in, you're now instructing whoever it is on how to do whatever you want. Okay? I'll come back down to Connect Pro. I'll stop sharing. And next we'll come into discussion. All right, this is just another little workspace that we can have for delivering our training content. In this workspace, we've got a camera and voice, so it may be beneficial for someone to be able to actually see you and just relate to you that way. I know that when we do Adobe e-seminars, which I'll show you about later on, they encourage us to actually turn on this so people actually know we're here and it's not a recording. Okay. Well, they also know that because there's a live chat window anyway and you're asking questions and they can give you feedback right here. All right. People have the ability to raise their hand. Okay. Little icon comes up on the screen. You can accept that. And then if they've got a microphone installed, they can ask you the question. So there's no typing. It's just, you know, interactive. 10 minutes. Yeah. All right. You can create your own little surveys. All right. So questions, polls, and whatever it may be. Did you like today's e-seminar? Did you think that the software would be useful to meet your needs? Whatever it may be. There's all options there for that. And if I come over to collaboration, this is something that I like. We have a whiteboard. All right, see this section up here? If I come down and choose the little tools, I'll grab the marker. I can come in and draw diagrams or do whatever it is I need to do. So if I had a mouse, that would work a lot better, obviously. All right, I can add text, add shapes, and really get my point across. Okay? So with Captivate and also Acrobat Connect Pro, there is, from Adobe.com, free trials and all this stuff. So if you're interested in it, you can go and have a look there. I think it's Adobe.com/downloads. You can go and have a look at some of this content. Now, let me just come back into Captivate for a second. Because something I wanted to show you here was that for anyone who is publishing and wanting to know if this stuff is compliant with SCORM and all the popular learning management systems, does anyone work with these? Yeah? Well, Captivate's fully compliant with that. Okay, so you can export any of these formats and make sure they're working properly. Microsoft PowerPoint, who uses that? All right, so you've probably got lots of little files there. You don't have to recreate the wheel. Captivate will allow you to bring in your PowerPoint files. Okay, just import them straight in. So you can see we've got file import, PowerPoint slides, come straight in, and you can start developing your learning content right from those documents that you've been using, which are static and boring. You can start making them look quite dynamic. Captivate gives you the ability to insert videos that you already have out there. Okay, there's no real limitation. I've just shown you the basics of it today, but you know, it's quite a useful tool. Let me come down and show you a couple of websites. Okay, has anyone seen Adobe TV? That's very interesting. tv.adobe.com is the address. And the reason I'm showing you this is because you guys aren't only using Captivate, you're using all sorts of Adobe products. And this website has video tutorials for you that are really beneficial. Okay? I'm just giving you a quick demo on different things throughout Acrobat and Captivate. But if you want something a little bit more, you can come to tv.adobe.com. I'll come down to products. And because we've been using Captivate, I'll show you the Captivate ones first. I'll just choose Captivate here. And you'll notice that we've got all the Captivate shows. Now, within the Captivate shows, the first one, Rapidly Create and Update, has some videos on all the popular Captivate 5 features. So, screen recording and software simulation. I showed you a little bit about that. If you want to learn more, here's a video on it. Okay? Importing from PowerPoint. Let me click on that, and I'll just show you what this looks like. All right, so you can see the runtime. It's just over 6 minutes. This is free. There's no charge. Okay. I think because of the Wi-Fi connection here, it doesn't look like it's going to play. Has it? Okay. Let me go back to products again.
Using Adobe Captivate.
And I just want to show you Photoshop. You know, it really doesn't matter which point product I choose, but they all have this. Learn Photoshop CS5. Learn Illustrator CS5. Learn Flash CS5. If you click on any of these, there's really good videos here that you can actually go in and learn from and then develop your own, you know, learning outcomes. If you have to go and teach other teachers or trainers about how to use a particular feature in Photoshop, or even if you have to develop something for some students, right, you can use these and then develop your own little quizzes or whatever else based off of this stuff. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's already here for you. I have found that some DET locations have this site sort of blocked just because it's a video site, and that's what they do straight up to protect you, apparently.
Yeah,
and I haven't when I've come out to DET locations. No, well, I think what I've heard, I've discussed with one of the IT guys, is that they actually have blocked the video content part of it. So anyway, you can... Yeah, they do promote it. So if you do have trouble, I guess just contact your IT administrator and just get them to allow it. Yeah. Watch it at home. That's the last thing you want to do when you go home, isn't it? Let me show you one more. Has anyone had a look at Adobe e-seminars? No? Adobe in Australia is pretty much providing most days of the week free training. Okay, so if you're not sure about something and you want to, you know, ask some questions, right, this is a great resource for doing that. Now, the way it's set up is that if I come across to the live tab, these are all the e-seminars that are upcoming. And you can see there's none. There should be. It's probably just my browser. All right, let me go to on demand. I'll change browsers, hang on. I've been experimenting with Chrome and it seems to be not working. Whoop, hang on. There is a chance maybe that they've all finished, but I didn't think that was the case. Okay, anyway. Usually, you'd see a list of all the seminars by title and description. So let's say I was using Adobe Captivate to create a software simulation. And you can come in, click on that, register. As long as you're putting your details correctly, particularly your email address, they'll send you a link. And basically, on the date and time that it said it would be on, you click on the link and you're in there in Acrobat Connect Pro. You don't need to purchase anything or do anything. Just have a web browser and an internet connection. You're in there watching live us present to you on whatever the software. Yep, it's based off of Sydney time. Yeah, so we have people from New Zealand and I've had people from other parts in the world come in as well. All right, so it doesn't cost you anything, it's totally free, but it's a good little resource for you to bounce questions off of us. Okay, so you can take a look at that. It's worth mentioning that the recordings are all here and available to you in the on-demand section. So usually after we've recorded something, here it comes now, it's good. Like clapping because that came up? Right. Usually, these are all recorded. If you want to access them after the e-seminar's been conducted, feel free. Okay? Come in here and watch the e-seminar again. So if you miss it, if you're busy working, have a meeting, you can get straight in here and watch these. There is a couple of Captivate ones in here. So if I come down to products and choose Captivate, where is it? There it is. Hopefully this will update. There it is. Okay, so interactive e-learning content with Captivate, right, by Brian. That's there ready for you to watch. It's very interesting. Okay, there's another one down the bottom as well. Okay, so this one's for Captivate and Adobe Presenter as well. Okay, so the content's there. And not just in Captivate, it's any of the Adobe apps. Okay, we've been doing this stuff all year. There's plenty of content for you to go and just research and look up on. So does anyone have any questions? At Captivate or Acrobat.com? How you could...
You click and hold and it will record what you're doing. What
do you want to
record typing in?
Yeah, it'll record it as a movie. It won't give you an individual slide for each individual thing.
So you don't have to click and hold, you just start typing where you want.
Yeah, anywhere there's continual movement, basically. But usually the action of clicking and holding as a demonstration, that's when you're going to get a movie.
Just sort of related to that, text
Yeah, you can animate, fully animate. Yep, yep, absolutely. Both myself and Wayne are going to be around after the little session's finished. So we'll be up in the sponsors area. If you have any other questions, we've got all sorts of information there on Captivate and the Adobe products. And there's some trial software and things available if you'd like. You got anything you'd like to say?
No, that's fine. Yeah, okay. There's plenty we could show you there, but there's a lot of that recorded on those tv.adobe.com.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.